And welcome back. At 7:18 a.m., we're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. All-star panelist Roger Simon with us. Roger, I want to elaborate on a point I made towards the end of that last segment. And it's about the Secretary of State, Trey Hargett's statement issued by his office yesterday afternoon, about an hour after we reported that the three-year residency bill to be on a primary ballot in the U.S. House of Representatives had become law. Now, I'm going to read exactly what their statement was. And Trey Hargett, I hope you're listening, because I am stating here right now that you have incorrectly made a statement after this law. And I'm challenging you, Trey Hargett, to come in to this program and defend your statement, which I am saying is factually incorrect. Here we go. The first is a two-sentence statement. The bill was not signed into law before the April 7th filing deadline. That's a true statement. April 7th is the filing deadline. This is not a true statement. And this came from Secretary of State Trey Hargett's office. The requirement does not apply retroactively to candidates who met the qualification deadline at noon on April 7th. Okay, so this is where the Secretary of State's office, I think, knowingly made an incorrect statement, because April 7th is not the qualification deadline. The qualification deadline is April 21st, according to statute. April 7th is the deadline for candidates who seek to be qualified to apply their petitions. And those, the Secretary of State has to, there are two steps in the process. First, the Secretary of State has to review all the signatures on the petition. They usually take 48 hours or so. And then they determine if those actually meet that petition filing standard.
You know, I wanted to add to this that this has been known for some time, even to us newcomers to Tennessee, via your show and other things. We've known this. Why was this not known to the Secretary of State's office?
I think it was known.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was known. So then the next question Sherlock would ask is why this word salad?
Yeah. Well, the word salad is basically so that, we talked about this before, so that Associated Press would take the statement and go with a headline claiming that the Secretary of State, with that statement, as was saying that Morgan Ortega's is on the ballot.
Therefore, then the next thing that would happen is this would be accepted as the truth and everybody would roll over.
Yeah. Now, we asked the Secretary of State some pointed questions, okay? On February 18th, we asked the Secretary of State's office if the legislation currently pending before the General Assembly passed and affected candidate eligibility for the August primaries, what could the latest date for finalizing the ballots be? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This translation, what's a qualifying deadline?
Right.
Here was their answer on February 22nd. If the legislation passes, whether it will affect the candidates for the August 4th 2022 primary election depends on the enacting date chosen by the General Assembly. The April 21st, 2022 date to finalize the ballot will not be affected. Okay? The effective date was April 13th. The finalizing the ballot date is April 21st. So that is the statute. The qualifying deadline is April 21st. And the petition filing deadline, and Frank nicely told us the same exact thing about this. And by the way, he also noted, State Senator Frank nicely told us the following, quote, Robbie Starbuck and Morgan Ortega's were off the Republican primary ballot as soon as their bona fides were challenged before the Tennessee GOP by bona fide Republicans in the 5th District. Those challenges were made well before the April 7th petition filing deadline. In addition, meeting that filing deadline does not mean you're a qualified candidate. Let me repeat that. Meeting the filing deadline of April 7th does not mean you're a qualified candidate. The SEC members would need to vote to put them back on the ballot in order for them to be qualified. The Secretary of State and the governor have no control over what the SEC votes to do. And by the bylaws, they have been removed from the ballot. They have an opportunity to be restored. Right?
You know, the bylaws, you know, are made to be broken, unlike most laws, unfortunately, and bylaws more easily than most. This is a teaching moment for all of us who are interested in politics, which means everybody, theoretically, because it's going to affect you down the line. Although in this instance, I will put a little asterisk on it. And here's my asterisk. I don't think the most significant thing in the world is who is going to be winning the Republican nomination for the 5th District. I think my bet is that that person will win the election and that that person is not going to vote very differently one from the other, except for this guy Winstead, whose wife is a lobbyist for the Democrats.
Yeah, Kurt's been in the program. We've talked to Kurt.
Did you ask about his wife's lobbying activities?
No, we'll ask him that the next time he's here.
That's probably the most significant thing you could ask about him.
Gotcha. So, but you said who wins this primary is not the most significant thing to ask. What is the most significant thing to ask?
Oh, whether the rule of law will be followed.
There you go.
That's it.
Okay, let's talk about the rule of law. Whether or not the rule of law will be followed. To me, I look at this and the Secretary of State here, Trey Hargett, who, by the way, is hired by the Tennessee General Assembly.
Error. That is not a good thing.
Well, you're not changing it. It's in the Tennessee Constitution.
I know it is.
You will not change it.
There are a couple of things in this Constitution people should look at.
I know, but I understand all these arguments. You know, look, for instance, direct election of attorney general, never going to happen here for any number of reasons, but I would agree with that. But the point is, we have a Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, who, in essence, is saying...
He's not responsible to the voters.
Well, no, even more, he's saying that he apparently does not intend to enforce the law as passed by the Tennessee General Assembly. That's what it looks like to me.
Well,
Trey Hargett, by the way, you are welcome to come in the program and defend yourself. But right now, the statements from your office are confusing at best and conflicting at worst and disingenuous, perhaps, is maybe even more accurate way to put it.
I'm not arguing with any of that. I think you're right. But, I, when you come back to a semi-defeated statement that you made about not changing any of these Tennessee regulations, I think we should start thinking about that. The Secretary of State should be responsible to the voters. It's a pretty big job.
I know. I know, Russian. I know. But, you know, you're from California originally.
Well, being from California, I should be even more negative about the possibility of changing things.
Yeah, I know. Look, it is not – you would require a constitutional amendment to have a direct election of the Secretary of State. It's just not going to happen in our lifetime here in Tennessee. Right now, this particular mechanism of selecting state officers – here in Tennessee, very unique, right? Because the attorney general is not voted on by the people, selected by the Tennessee Supreme Court at the suggestion of the governor. Usually they just say, okay, who do you want, governor?
Yeah.
But Trey Hargett, who used to serve in the Tennessee General Assembly, has been selected by the Tennessee General Assembly to serve as Secretary of State. I think he's got a political problem right now. And that political problem is this. You're just saying that you don't intend to enforce the law, my interpretation, as passed by the Tennessee General Assembly. Members of the Tennessee General Assembly that I've talked to about it are very, very unhappy with the Secretary of State today. And by the way, Trey Hargett, I'm going to say this again. You are welcome to come into our program and defend yourself. I think your comments, frankly, they're not very defensible. We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. He's Roger Simon.